Simon & Schuster Audio presents At the End of Every Day, a novel by Ariana Reisha, read by Eunice Wong.
For Lyle and Georgianne. Chapter 1. During those years when I was spending so much time in the shed, I would sleep at night and dream of a theme park. The park, when dreamed, was an island, even a planet all its own. There was nothing else in my dream geography, no bordering territories. There was no gravity or cartography or linearity of time. But night after night, it would in fact be the same place, the park, waiting to be explored. Forgive me. I'm trying to untangle this all now. How the park first called out, I guess. What it was about my earliest years that made me so fixated on starting a life there. I need to do this because things are starting to feel strange here. Something isn't right. And it seems important that I keep my feet on the ground, that I remember what's real and what's not. The park really tries to confuse all that. It's sort of the selling point. Come here to fall into a fantasy. I don't know how much longer I can do that, though. I'm seeing things. People who don't belong here. Doors that I never noticed before. And something else that I don't quite have words for. I could be imagining it. I have been standing here, staring for a long time. There's the turret. Underneath it, behemoth plaster castle. Beyond it, the faint fingerprint of a daylight moon. My body is strong today. I feel ready for anything. But I'll stay here a moment longer, trying to pinpoint what isn't quite right. It's a little itch, but nothing too bad. An off note in a beloved song. Maybe there's nothing wrong with the park at all. Maybe I should try to keep on truckin', even though it's all ending. Maybe I should turn that frown upside down. What I know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?